because the evidence is just so powerful, it's so before us and so obvious. All we need is a little bit of light from the Word of God, and it brings it all to life and shows us what is taking place. And I challenge you right now, if you've come in here as a skeptic, I thank God you're here, because my favorite people to come to these presentations are hard-hearted skeptics. You know why? Because I was there. And it took this evidence in my own life to bring me to my senses, or I should say to bring me to the Lord Jesus Christ, through viewing what is actually taking place. I've been doing this presentation for approximately 11 years. And before I was doing this presentation, I was your typical rebellious teenager, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And I was in the party scene, and my bedroom was wallpapered with 98% Led Zeppelin posters and 2% Jimi Hendrix posters. The very music I'm revealing today as being satanic. I was only into rock music. I was heavily into New Age practices, and I used New Age practices like visualization to get success on electric guitar. And as a result of using visualization and things of that nature, I was bombarded by all kinds of occultic experiences, to the point where I started going into states of paralysis with a humming sound just going through my head right after I started practicing these things. And at first I thought I had broke on through, as Jim Morrison would say, and we'll look at the doors to the other side. I thought it was my so-called subconscious mind, but I found out later that I hadn't broken on through to my subconscious mind. It wasn't my subconscious mind, so-called, giving me the power. I had opened myself up to evil spirits, and that's exactly what had happened. And I started going through all kinds of strange experiences. The guitar music I was playing, kind of freestyle, was sitar music. I didn't even know what a sitar was. I didn't even know what Eastern music was at that time. But friends and so forth, family members would come up to me and say, sounds like you're playing Eastern music. Like, just, hey, that's pretty strange music. But what's interesting is I was also writing a lot of lyrics at that time, and they were coming out automatically. And they also were Eastern philosophy, right out of what you might say India and so forth, teaching things like reincarnation, Tiki Tom, the Indian boy, who had gone through transmigration or reincarnation and into a higher state of consciousness and so forth. Songs that were pushing visualization, like Secret World, where there's this woman who, she's the queen who alters time, and in her right hand she holds a wand, and in her left the bishops and pawns, and through her thoughts they come and go, and she's magically majestic and explicitly eccentric and so forth, and it goes on and on. But she uses visualization. Another one was, instead of Little Miss Muffet, it was Little Miss Medium, can you awaken the dead masters of your sleep? I had a vague idea of what a medium was, and I did not know what masters were, but today Shirley MacLaine and others are talking about the mediums and the masters, the spirit beings they contact. All this was coming through my music, mind sciences. Born into a world of problems and pleasures of all shapes and sizes, reach into your mind, you'll find all kinds of surprises, color and sound are all around, our greatest senses remain to be found. And I thought this was great, because the music was weird, and the lyrics were trippy, and I thought, wow, this is really heavy, what's being given to me. It got worse, though, and I couldn't understand. My lyrics became more and more evil in an obvious way, like treacherous meadows touched by the devil, burdened with calamity and subdued by disease. And I thought, wow, it's really strange that I'm having a lot of stuff that makes the devil look good, and I don't even believe in him. And I was a Hindu, and I didn't even know it, right? I was like, wow, this is really amazing stuff, this power that I am in touch with. But then I started questioning my experiences. My so-called subconscious mind was no longer my so-called subconscious mind, because I started hearing voices. In the midst of my experiences, voices started communicating with me, and I had realized that I had opened myself up to spirit beings. But I couldn't understand how come these spirit beings, being so intelligent, they're giving me these evil experiences, these evil lyrics, my covers are being pulled down, I'm being tormented. What is going on? I started to put 2 + 2 together and said, hey, the devil does exist. The devil I didn't believe on, the God that I rebelled against, the God I thought didn't really exist, must be real too. And I started questioning my experiences. So as a result, in the midst of one of my paralysis experiences, when I was going through the humming sound, and you'll see that come up again and again in this presentation with rock stars and so forth, I called out in God. I couldn't even move my mouth, but I called out in my heart, and I said, only in goodness, only if this is good. And then, boom, it stopped. I could never get these experiences to stop, and it stopped right then. And about a week later, the same experience overcame me. I did the same thing and called out more directly in the Lord and said, save me, in my heart, and it stopped again. And I had realized for sure, without any doubt, that I had opened my life up to Satan and evil spirits, and they did exist. But something really beautiful I realized, I realized that there was a beautiful creator. I realized that the Lord cared for me and was watching over me and allowing me to rebel. But when I called out on him, delivered me. So I give praise to the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's who I've been serving ever since. And that's what brings me here. That's what brings me here tonight, because I'll tell you what, there's a lot of people, and I'm talking in the tens of millions, okay? We could talk about hundreds of millions that are in bondage to rock music, that are in bondage to satanic philosophy, and it's that which we're seeking to expose at this time. And you're going to see a lot of ugly stuff tonight, but I'll tell you what, ultimately, Jesus Christ reigns in heaven, and he's coming back to establish his reign on this planet and destroy the Antichrist, so we can rest assured in that. So take heart, if you're serving the Lord Jesus Christ, guess who wins? Just read the back of the book of Revelation, and it's the Lord Jesus Christ.